Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our minds. I'm Melanie Friedlander. As we get closer to the 2024 NFL Draft, it seems more and more likely that the Steelers will be taking a center in the first two rounds. The question is, who will that player be? Selecting at number 20 in the first round, there is a good chance that at least two of the top three prospects will still be on the board. It's equally likely that they will be gone by the time Pittsburgh is back on the clock for round two. Back when the players assembled in Mobile for the Senior Bowl, Oregon's Jackson Powers Johnson was the consensus top center in this year's draft class. As more analysts watch more tape and chime in, Duke's Graham Barton has moved up the draft boards. And while he's primarily played tackle in college, most scouts expect that he will move to the interior line at the NFL level. He is gaining consideration as a possible starting center. Not only that, he is getting buzz as a possible first-round draft pick. Unlike Powers Johnson and Zach Frazier, who are both looked at as plug-and-play starters at the center position, Barton would be making a transition. And the question the Steelers need to answer is clear. Can Barton be successful in a new position? And how long would it take him to get there? In the Steelers' recent history, there's plenty of cause for concern. You only have to look back 3 years to the third-round selection of Kendrick Green. He played only four games at center in his college career and the rest at left guard, and was entering the draft after his junior year. The Steelers handed him all-pro center Maurkice Pouncey's jersey number and started him in week one. To say it didn't work out is being generous. On the flip side, Alejandro Villanueva moved from tight end to defensive tackle when he first made an NFL roster, only to be moved the following year to left tackle when the Steelers signed him. Despite any significant experience playing offensive line, Villanueva was solid protecting quarterback Ben Roethlisberger's blind side for over 5 years, earning two Pro Bowl nods. With only 430 college snaps at center, and all of those as a freshman, it's not clear whether Graham Barton can or should play center at the NFL level. Given that the Steelers gambled and lost the last time they tried moving an athletic guard to starting center, it is concerning that the team could spend their first-round pick on a player and guess wrong, especially when other players with more experience and a higher chance of success will be available. And that's the tricky part about player evaluations. Do you go for the greater risk and greater reward, or play it safe? In less than 2 weeks, we will have the answer to that question, but it will be sometime this fall before we know if it was the right move. That's my take. You can follow me on Twitter, @GirlSurgeon. Check out The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern. Follow us on SteelersDepot.com, and check out The Terrible Podcast with Dave Bryan and Alex Kozora every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.